Okay, everybody, welcome to study session. We're excited to be here. Thank you to all of our guests.
Okay, thank you, Madam Vice President. We're excited to talk about recommendations for the last capital budget in Alpine School District. Thanks to Bea Tweedy, who's here tonight, going to present, but thanks to the business team who is here, Ryan, Robert, Crystal, and Allison. Thank you all for being here. And thank you for all of the questions you answered in Finance Committee and all of the other things that we've done. It's a process that there's always more requests than there is money. And it's a difficult one, but we've tried to keep the needs of our facilities, the equipment that we need so that we can safely operate that for our students and for our team members, and yet still be conservative and prepare for three strong districts and meet some of their needs. So with that as maybe an intro, we'll turn the time over to Bea, and she'll take it from here.
Okay, here we go. All right, FY27 capital budget recommendations. We started off this budget season. You know, budget season starts in December, goes to August. It's quite a while. But there's two parts to it. There's the capital and the operations. So capital is the first part, and then right after, like, we're on the heels. We were talking about operations and Finance Committee today. So there's a part where we just kind of overlapped the two a little bit. But tonight, it's just capital. We have several capital meetings that we start to kind of plow through the numbers, the priorities, and try to align the revenue with the requests and the requests with the revenue. But those meetings consist of a subcommittee at the very beginning that kind of everybody comes to the table who put in requests, and we work through those numbers and try to make them work with what the requests were. And then we go to things like Finance Committee, we go to District Budget Committee, we have a cabinet review it, and then we come to you as the final part of that. I believe you've already seen a lot of it in spreadsheets and things like that. But I just want to go over and highlight. I'm not going to go over the spreadsheet tonight, but I want to highlight a lot of what's on there and kind of what went into it. Let's just hit the end. Feel free to stop me at any time. So the revenue for FY27 comes to about $121 million. That consists of the estimated FY26 fund balance, the estimated FY27 tax revenue. That tax revenue comes from an estimated capital levy with estimated property tax values that we get from the county. We always like to keep out what we call a rainy day reserve of $10 million to kind of set that aside in case we need it. And then also, you know, we've been building a building fund reserve for several years now. So we like to put that aside as well and not make sure we protect that. So that comes to $121. Now you see $163 million down there, but the $42 million on that layout right there is our items from this budget that we have found that we could fund from the building fund. But we're also putting money back in the building fund at the same time, so it's just kind of a cyclical thing. Capital budget requests that came in this year, the initial requests, we have 46 requests that came in for $183 million. The cabinet's now recommending 43 of those at $163 million. That's a combination. There were two of those three are ones that are self-funded through surplus revenue. And then the third one is one that just didn't go through. But other amounts, we were adjusting the budget by about $20 million of requests that are part of those that cabinet recommended requests. Okay, we're just going to go through a list of these. I separated them into categories. First category is from admin requests, and these are all committed and prioritized requests, things that we've previously committed to. First one of those is the lease revenue bond payment, which is interest only, which is for the construction of the new elementary school and high school out in Lake Mountain. And then the lease bond payment, which we have every year. But that amount this year is $12.5 million. And then the next three
are... Can I just ask you about that?
Yeah.
So the lease bond payment is the pre-existing?
Yes.
Before
before the 2025 issue.
Okay, so those are two separate, so they're both lease revenue bonds.
Yes.
You just separate them out.
Yeah. And then the next three are just amounts that, again, we're protecting from TNT that we've gone through to build that building fund reserve up. Business services requests are for software licenses. Gravity is what we use to prepare the ACFR and the budget book and the PAFR as well. And then Link is the new Alio and TES software. Those licenses, this is a request for those license amounts. Transportation, kind of similar to some requests from previous years, but also things that need to be replaced and updated. The one that I wanted to highlight is the school buses. That provides for about 20 buses at a cost of about $203,000, $205,000 each. So that comes in out, so that provides for about 20 of those. Facilities requests. As we get to this, I wanted to hand this out as well. Just take one and pass it. These are things that Frank fully provided. Thank you, Frank. Frank provided prepared this for the district budget committee meeting. It shows the priorities of the facilities requests. The green highlighted parts of that are amounts that can be provided through the revenue that we have now. Some of the ones at the end are a little are still whole amounts. But for example, if we look at HVAC. And you want to say, well, what is that $9 million going towards? This is the list of what it's going towards. We're requesting $9 million for HVAC. And then what that column, and if you see HVAC, sorry, it's the second row, first one on the left, okay? So each of those boxes has a cost estimate and then a cumulative running amount. So the cost estimate for each line item and then everything totaling up to that. The very first thing on HVAC, you've got management, servers, and licensing. That's reconfiguring due to the district split. So I think this is such a great document just because it really does list the school, it lists what's happening, and it lists how we get to that. So, okay. That is one I want to point out. And then also the MOAT. If you look down, probably just past halfway of that list, MOAT work order and asset management system. It's $1.3 million. The current work order and asset management system is outdated and no longer supported. So it's just one of those things that we need to do at this point, especially going into the district split. That'll be something that's needed at that point.
Can I jump in on that one?
Yep.
This is one that had a lot of conversation in the Capitol Committee and even with board members that sit on the Finance Committee. We talked a little bit about should it be a lesser amount or should we do the full amount? One of the things, and Frank could speak to this better than I, but this allows for a license for 5 years, but it gives not just summary information, but it allows by asset or by major asset, detailed information for timing for maintenance and replacement. So it gives one step greater or two steps greater detail to inform purchasing decisions in the future, which will better inform the board relative to the assets they have within the physical facilities. So not only is it a system much superior to what we have, but it's a five-year maintenance agreement that will live through that transition, but it gives more clear or better asset by asset information for future capital discussions. Did I butcher that?
Perfect.
Is that pretty good? Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Can I just ask what control is? Control.
That is a control account and oversees, and Frank, you can correct me on this too, but it kind of oversees any other needs that Frank may have. Do you want to clarify that?
So, large unexpected repairs that pop up. Example, the chiller that gave out a foot level Without that control account, we would have to come back to the board and ask for money to be able to take care of that immediate issue.
So that an emergency.
Emergency type stuff that we're not planning on replacing, but yet it gives out, we need to replace it anyways.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that good on that
That's
one?
Good.
Okay.
So when we're doing the rekeying.
That was my next topic, Mark.
Yeah, good lead in, Mark. Thank you.
Go ahead.
So I think this coach.
Yeah, anyway, so is this going to be badge keys or?
This is complete rekey, right, Frank?
Yeah, so this is all just physical keys, physical all the keys, classroom exterior doors. We use a security keyway that's specific to Alpine School District. Splitting into three separate entities now, we're going to need to create a new key
rate. Different master keys.
Yep, for each one of those school districts.
Yep.
Okay. Next part is technology, communications, and new district requests. The technology requests are really, the categories are very similar to what you've seen in the past for those. They're adjusted a little bit. With technology, these that are at the top of the screen, that first section is Alpine overall, the technology requests for that. We also have in the middle there communications requests for Aptigy. Aptigy was implemented this year. And so this is just ongoing licensing for Aptigy. It's been, again, I could have Rich speak to that, but I think it's been something that's been necessary as we go into the split as well. So, and then to create three strong districts, we have also outlined what the needs are for the three districts with technology and as they relate to that district. So those are the amounts that our technology team has calculated for that. And then at the bottom, new district capital allocations, we're proposing to have $10 million go to each district, each new district, so that they can choose how to use that $10 million, and it's just equitable across the board for those three districts. All right, these are the requests, and next are the requests that are funded from other sources. The first one goes back to the lease revenue bond that you asked about, Ada. The funding for that is coming from the building fund reserves. So we're earmarking that for that purpose. That bond, again, is used for the construction elementary and the high school in Lake Mountain School District. The mail delivery, the new they requested a new mail van of $45,000. This is funded from surplus revenue from the warehouse. The old mail van was to replace the Kia 2013 Kia Sedona. It's just part of an ongoing effort to keep the fleet at a good age. And this vehicle is right now like servicing the entire district. So once we get another new one, that means we have three newer vans available to divide between the three districts and that they all have a good van to
get
that.
The jump.
Yeah. That's right. So, and then the other part of that is just trying to recycle that income is selling the Sedona surplus to offset the expense. Okay, and then the next slide, again, goes to the remodel part of the facilities request. That is part that we felt like is reasonable to also pull from the building fund reserves. That portion of that, as you can see also on Frank's prioritized sheet, that $2 million is towards the Lake Ridge Junior remodel phase 4 and 5. That's been going on for a few years, so yeah. And then this one actually is a repeat from last year. I think it just we didn't get it done in time. It's to reconfigure some work at the warehouse. There's a part in that area that experiences pooling water and it freezes and becomes a safety hazard in the wintertime. So they're trying to reconfigure that. Again, that comes from surplus revenue that is generated at the warehouse. And then there's just a small portion of that work order and asset management system that we're pulling from the building fund just to stay within the revenue that we're projecting. And again, the new district capital allocations also pulling that from the building fund reserves as well. If additional revenue becomes available, these are just thoughts to increase the building fund that would eventually be divided amongst the three districts. And then I haven't seen this happen, but I'm sure it could. The DBC come back together in cabinet to make further budget recommendations on how we want to approach that. Okay. Questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Just a quick question. I mean, in the technology part and the breakdown about how that's spent at the three districts, I'm surprised that the amounts are so close, given that two areas don't even have a computer hub. So I'm just surprised that they're close.
Yeah, it's interesting how that came out.
So
a lot of those are for systems.
Can you stand up and start again?
So a lot of those numbers are for triplicating systems that we'll have in all three districts, our core technology systems. There are a few more dollars we've allocated for Lake Mountain just because we've started to build the district office and been able to do it.
So the triplicate is what you're doing right now.
Yeah, our hope is to help Alpine culture, help teachers be used to the technology that we want them to have technology they're used to using. And so our plan is to triplicate our core systems and then meet with future boards and talk through what that might look like.
Okay.
Thanks, Sarah.
Any other questions?
I just really appreciate this sheet. I assume that's Frank's. Really helps to see where the projects are taking place, and keeping an eye on that. You know, when we come to the final decisions that can't be made.
I think it helps too if you ever have to circle back and say, okay, now we've got more income.
Let me point out two things on that sheet too. There's a backside, so if you turn that over, there are a couple items there as well. So I just wanted to make sure that those items got a little love and attention. But as we talked through this, both in cabinet and with our operations team, just kudos to Eric, Frank, and our ops team. We tried to look really hard at potential schools that might be considered for future boundary study or consolidation, and we tried to screen those expenses to say, let's don't spend money in areas that we may not, or we may want to reconsider down the road, or new boards may consider. So the team really did a nice job in trying to look at that as well, to make sure that we're not spending dollars that may not be fully utilized or fully used. And that was something that this board has done in years past. With Valley View Elementary as an example, we looked at that. And again, the team did a great job trying to look at those types of things to say, let's get our dollars as far as we can and not spend them that we won't see the value for those expenditures. So again, kudos to the team for that review. And I think unless there's no other questions, I think that concludes our report on the capital budget, and later tonight you're going to see a item on the board agenda for tentative approval, which is consistent, so that we can move these things forward and get some work done by the time school opens in the fall.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, team, for being here. Thank you I wish that our community at large understood the work that you do all day, every day, all year, that culminates in this massive project. So, and I'm extra appreciative of the way it's like you try to one-up yourselves. Like, we don't even have to, like, ask for it. It's just everybody's trying to do better than they did the year before. So thank you for all your efforts, and we are adjourned until board meeting.
Thank you.